It's the beginning of the film, Cat on Hot Tin Roof, and we're going to focus on the character of Brick. I'm going to underline 5 points about Brick. Number one, Brick's body. Well, physically speaking, he is very attractive. Embodied by Paul Newman, Brick is a good-looking person, and he's got irresistible electric blue eyes. And that's quite important indeed, because with Maggie, who is also a beautiful person, they are a very glamorous couple. Contrary to the other couple, May and Gooper, who are not at all glamorous, so the spectators are attracted to Brick and Maggie, and we have a particular sympathy for them. Now, about Brick's body, we very easily realize that he has got a broken leg. And he's got a big plaster which actually prevents him from walking. So symbolically, Brick is characterized by a certain immobility. He is unable to progress, unable to go forward. Number two, Brick's voice. Well, we realize that his voice is extremely monotonous. And this betrays a sort of apathetic attitude. Contrary to Maggie's voice, who is completely lively and chanting, he appears to be almost indifferent. So actually, his voice, his monotonous voice, reveals his state of mind at the beginning of the play. Point number three, Brick's speech. Well, in fact, Brick remains silent most of the time. He doesn't actually participate in the conversation, which is actually Maggie's monologue. And Brick's contribution is merely a list of relay sentences, allowing Maggie to go on speaking. For example, line 18 in the script, he begins with, "What you say, Maggie?" asking her to repeat because he didn't hear her. Line 22, "Why do you call Gooper's kids no-neck monsters, Maggie?" 24, "Don't they have no necks?" 27, "Well, that's too bad." Well, in a way, when you say, "Oh, well, that's too bad," that means, okay, go on speaking. I'm not really listening. I don't really care what you say. But it's important to notice that Brick is not completely silent. He actually encourages Maggie to go on speaking, as if he was quite pleased with listening to the sound of her voice, as if that was better than silence, as if silence was completely unbearable for him. So he actually never tries to stop Maggie's continuous flow of speech. So the deal is this: she speaks and he remains silent. And so that's the good balance. Number four, Brick's actions. Well, maybe I should say Brick's inaction, because he does nothing most of the time except drinking. He's constantly lying on the sofa with a glass in his hand, and whenever he gets up from his sofa, well, it's just to go to the liquor cabinet and pour himself another shot. Take a look at a stage direction on line 59 in the script. It says, "His liquor hasn't started tearing him down outside." So he drinks a lot, but the impact of liquor is still not quite visible on his body. But we understand that he's got a liquor problem, and that might be an autobiographical reference for Tennessee Williams, because Tennessee Williams also had an addiction to alcohol. And alcoholism is an issue, that is to say, it's a question, it's a central question at the heart of several plays by Tennessee Williams. Number five, Brick's mystery. Well, if you consider his name Brick, it makes you think of a wall, a brick wall. Maggie is actually speaking to Brick. She's actually speaking to a wall. He never answers. Why is he drinking? Why is he destroying himself constantly? Well, we don't know. That's what the drama is going to reveal. And maybe the answer is in the stage direction again, in the script, line 60, just after the quotation I just mentioned. It says, "He has the additional charm of that cool air of detachment that people have who have given up the struggle. But now and then, when disturbed, something flashes behind it, like lightning in a fair sky, which shows that at some deeper level he is far from being peaceful. And you see, this is an almost psychoanalytical description of Brick's mental state. The solution for him, the key, actually lies in the heart of his unconscious, and he's got to discover it before the end of the play. So that's what the play is about.